From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Jamal Cutler at Columbia Green Media reports that three Columbia County Town Supervisors want a shuttle system to boost public transportation in outlying portions of Columbia County. New Lebanon Town Supervisor Trista Hodling, Canaan Town Supervisor Brenda Adams, and Chatham Town Supervisor Donnell Collins wrote the letter to the Columbia County Board of Supervisors. The letter says, and I quote, "We're proposing a bus-van route that goes through New Lebanon to Canaan to Chatham and ends in Hudson. Residents can then go shopping, go to doctor's appointments, etc., and then get back on the shuttle to go back on the return route and drop off those residents. Our county residents pay the same amount of taxes as all the residents, and yet there is a service that's being paid for through county taxes that isn't accessible," end quote. Currently, Columbia County has a bus that stops in Philmont, Claverick, Greenport, Hudson, Germantown, Ankrumdale, and Copec, and a shuttle that runs from Hudson, Greenport, Stottsville, Kinderhook, Valencia, Skodak to Albany. Plus, there is after-school transportation in Hudson, Greenport, Stottsville, and Claverick, and a shopping shuttle in Hudson and Greenport. More than 30,000 riders used the services in 2022. Columbia County is currently asking for input from the public on transportation needs. Anyone can leave questions or comments by writing to sherry.franks@columbiacounty.com by April 4th. And you can read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Kathleen Moore and Kenneth C. Crow II report in the Times Union that there were more threats to schools on March 30th, this time at schools in Albany, Troy, East Greenbush, Skodak, and other schools. They come after a school shooting in Tennessee that left 7 dead on March 27th. Then on March 28th, 3 Berkshire County schools got threats phoned in, but all the threats were hoaxes. The same appears to be the case with these new school threats. Officer Steve Smith, a spokesperson for the Albany Police Department, said in a tweet, and I quote, "Reports of an active shooter at Albany High School are completely unfounded. All students and staff at the school are safe. There have been several swatting phone calls made across the Capital Region and state, and we're investigating," end quote. Several schools went on lockdown because of the threats, and police were mobilized. Nearly 30 Massachusetts schools received fake threats on March 28th, and many Pennsylvania schools got phone threats on March 29th. Steve Hughes reports in the Times Union that Coyman's officials are being accused of interference in a business proposal from Long Energy, a direct competitor to the town's planning and zoning board's chair's own business. Long Energy wants to put a propane storage terminal in the town along the Hudson River in the southern Albany County. Long's Energy president, Bob Long Jr., and two company attorneys told the newspaper that they see as a pattern of obstruction and interference by Coyman supervisor George McHugh and planning board chair Robert Nolan. Previously, the newspaper reported that McHugh signed a lease last December for new town offices on a property owned by Nolan. So Coyman's is paying $2,000 a month in rent and paid for upgrades to a property owned by the planning board chair's business, Nolan Propane. Read more about this story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.